Hello, respected viewers. It's George from Ireland. So here I am in Datchet, United Kingdom. And for my money, it's one of the prettiest villages in the realm. So here we are, hard by the River Thames. And you can see the pleasure cruiser paddling by. So on the other bank of the Thames is Windsor Home Park. As in, that's the private part of Windsor Great Park. That's for the royal family. So we're not allowed to go across there. You can see that metal contraption keeping the riverbank in place. And I see a crowd of bovines ruminating beneath the shady trees. So it's splendid. Look, old Father Thames is here. And some people have got their little boats to cruise around on a gorgeous day like that. That I've never ever been on that ferry. I so want to go. Going from like Runnymede near Egham up to Windsor, or from Windsor towards Maidenhead and things like that. So one day I will go, but they don't go 12 months a year. And there's a lock and they're just narrow enough to get through, leaving about an inch on either side. So they really know what they're doing, the pilots, these things. And so obviously we're very close to the Royal Borough of Windsor and Maidenhead, right? God save Charles III, who was crowned but a few months ago. So this is Datchet, D-A-T-C-H-E-T. I remember I first passed through here when I was about 10. Yeah, it would have been the 1990 World Cup. And had lunch in a restaurant nearby. So Datchet Lodge, look at this house. Maybe if I cross over, you'll see what I'm talking about. So it's a very prosperous area of Berkshire. Bark like a dog. So Berkshire is this county immediately to the west of London. Take a look at that. So some quite fine 19th century houses, some Queen Anne houses as well. So yeah, that Windsor Castle, built about 1170. The largest inhabited castle in the world, and indeed the oldest inhabited castle in the world, but obviously can't see it from this angle. See a bit of the private bit of the park. So you'll see what I'm talking about when I say Datchet. And you get an idea of the size of their garden from that wall there, whoever lives here. So it's a very upper middle class town. It's tranquil, it's got this splendid verdure, and obviously it's deeply soothing to look out onto water, therapeutic. People pay a premium for it. So you see these well-appointed, handsome houses, roomy too. But you know, very close to Windsor Airport, Heathrow Airport, forgive me, and get on the choo-choo, get to central London, Waterloo Station, 40 minutes. You'll see what I'm talking about. And so there are quite a few swish restaurants around here. So everything you could need. Perhaps a bit twee for some, very middle-aged and middle-class, upper middle-class at that. Okay, some more vehicles coming through. I'm not really on the pavement side. So we had luncheon. My uncles, aunts, my sisters, my cousins here, and then we drove through Eton, and it must have been just before the end of the term. And I remember seeing a few boys in their black tailcoats going around. I happened to say, yeah, I might go there one day. I mean, obviously that was only a fairly slender possibility at the stage, and so it came to pass. Okay, so you get an idea of what Datchet is like. But there's very little in Datchet besides a few restaurants. If you go out for entertainment, just a few corner shops. I'm not sure it's got something so much as a supermarket. It does have a petrol station. Wow, how about that for amenities? So there are lots of entertainments in the nearby town of Slough. Slough of Despond, perhaps. Was the John Bunyan alluding to that when he wrote Pilgrim's Progress? Methinks not. But you may know John Betjeman's famous screed, the poem he composed in the 1930s, Come Friendly Bombs Fall on Slough, which was precedent because Adolf Hitler answered his prayer just a few years later and bombed the town. Not too much. And look there, Southwest trains taking off towards Windsor Eaton Riverside, which is the end of the line. Windsor's a smallish town, maybe 10,000 people, but it's got two railway stations. Windsor and Eaton Riverside, the other one is Windsor Central, which you can only, it's only one stop to Slough. That's at the end of the line. It's like a monorail. Used to be much, much bigger. You can see when you go into that shopping centre around there, there used to be several platforms and all the rest of it. So you have this level crossing. Or this one, which goes to Waterloo from Windsor Eaton Riverside. It's actually on the Windsor side of the river. We're on the Eaton side of the river right now. And then we'll go through and see more of the town a little bit later. Oh, another thing to point out about Datchet, another advantage of living here. If you're a criminous sort, you could gain a little bit of advantage if you're a chiseling little crook, because look, here I'm on the railway platform already. Hey, where were the barrier gates? There aren't any. It's one of the few unmanned stations. Sorry, that's racialist. Unpersoned stations. Okay, maybe I say unstaffed stations. So people might get on here and get off at Raysbury. There's also no gate, but you know, going on two stops is not going to be an enormous advantage. 85% of stations have got barrier gates, but if they consider it not worth it because the number of passengers getting on off is exceedingly low here. But if you get caught, it's a stiff £100 fine at least. Although if you pay in within whatever a month or something, it's only 50 quid. So on towards the center of the fair town of Datchet, we'll see very often. So it's like a long walk from Windsor. You get like 3 miles of that, or Eton. So very close to Slough. See the older livery, the basically red livery of South West Railway. When they're not on a strike, SWR, railway replacement buses on the weekend. Why is there never a bus replacement train? Okay, so eventually you'll be able to cross over and you'll see what I'm talking about. Okay, on we go. So I remember when I was a schoolboy, this place was about 5 antique shops in touch of a town, all of them run by gay couples. Not that I'm saying that contumeliously. Okay, get your hair cut here. But oh, you might say, it's like so many places in the home counties. You'll see the mock Tudor architecture. So you see the big kite from Heathrow Airport. Why do I keep calling it Windsor Airport? And as an American tourist once said at Eton, why did they build the school so close to the airport? All right. Formerly like a Second World War air base. And look at this mock Tudor, very unconvincingly done. But I'll show you more of it. There's the tiny village green. Blink and you'll miss it. What do you think? Trying to be a bit old world. Okay. So no, not bad. A very safe place. I think very, very low crime. So the people here, they're often working in the financial sector, in PR, things like that, going into London to do whatever they need to do, and small enough to have a sense of community, but you know, close enough to get away, do anything you want. I mean, you can judge by the quality of the cars. You can see that obviously it's a fairly well off town, but obviously pricey, and it's very close to the open countryside as well, if that's your bag. So just a few miles north of here we get into Buckinghamshire, because traditionally the Thames was the boundary. At one side was Berkshire, the other side was Buckinghamshire. Then 1973, the United Kingdom began shifting the county boundaries around, has never stopped. But anyway, currently this is in Berkshire, as is the other side of the Thames, but very close to Surrey. Okay, so it's a very long, thin green. I'm not sure which part counts the green, which doesn't. Oh yeah, the street sign says the green. And you say the church over there. I learned to drive going around here. If I've got it right, that was the restaurant. That was the one in. I dined in age 10, more or less looking over the, well, overlooking the road like that on a rather sharp corner, almost a hairpin bend. Anyway, and on this way, London Road, but you can kind of get to Slough that way. So we're 20 miles from central London. Okay, so the Stag, this pub, and another tiny sort of cafe thing called the Bridge. So not that much 20th century housing, you get the idea. What do you think? Would you like to live here? But if you found it rather dull, you could easily get out. So that is Datchet. There was a crazy woman we used to call Batchet from Datchet. And it's got the non-phonetic spelling. Anyway, it's rather gloomed over, as someone little used to say. So I will skedaddle before it starts to pour. Anything else you might want to know about Datchet? Well, it's close to Savile Garden, nothing to do with the late Sir Jimmy Savile, I'm pleased to say, which is landscape garden at the edge of Windsor Great Park. That's another thing to visit. A friend of mine famously crashed his car into the wall here, my goodness, nigh on a quarter of a century ago. Got into great trouble when his parents tried to lie and cover up for him. Anyway, so yeah, it's maybe a bit too bland, is it? Is it too corporate or whatever, chainy, as it's got Costa Coffee over and things like that, and a few businesses struggling against increasing rents. But I'll tell you how it's a sign of a prosperous town. It doesn't have these boarded up shop units which have gone bust. And Windsor hardly does it all either, actually. And so there's another level crossing up there. What else might one might possibly wish to know about Datchet? Pretty small population, around about 2,000, but all these villages are so close to each other. It's difficult to know when Datchet ends and the next one, Sunny Meads, begins. So mead, as in short for meadow, but there's such thick vegetation there, the very dense woods. One can't see the River Thames from the road. So when the River Thames wanders his own sweet will, meandering around here, you can see it's rather flat because this is very much the Thames Valley. So more mock Tudor, looks like more like 1930s to me. Okay, so, and there's a strong South Asian influence because of the significant South Asian community here. You know, the fair town of Slough, which stands hard by, has got a large South Asian minority, you know, up to 40% of the population. I remember there were huge exaggerations, even when I was a schoolboy around here, saying, "Ooh, well, it's the majority of people in Slough," when it was nothing like a majority then. It still is a majority even now. All right, so that's enough from Datchet. I think I'll turn off. What do you think? Are you moving here? Goodbye.